Yeah, they got personal.
Yeah, but that's not
like personal. Yeah.
Okay, we're holding on that Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, and we're in the middle of trying to prove the sugya by the Rav Chisda, the Titan of Hamazik, Matanot Kuhuna, Oshof, from the spot of Melashalim, whether we have any indications one way or the other as to whether that's true. So we're up to the second line, last word on the second line, Tashma. Let's see if we can bring a raya from here. Aresha Ansu Beit HaMelech Gorono. Suppose the Beit HaMelech, the government came, and they simply took over his entire storage facility for his grain. And there, we'd have to refer to the same question. When it comes to the chiyuv of Meiser, similar to the question of Zerlechaya and the Keva, on the Gabi the Kali. It says over there, that in Bechovo, if they took it, let's say, for a debt that he owed to taxes, so there is chayav laser. He'd have to take off tour from another makam and use that to take off maaser. Imban porot. But if they took it without justification, it's like gangsters, then patur bilas. Now the chora over there, if you hold that mazik matnes kuhuna are potter, then why in the world would he have to pay the miser from somewhere else if it's no different than it was mazik matnes kuhuna? So fine, so they took it for his IRS, no? So well, why is he now mechuyev to take off miser? It's gone, it's over, it's kaput. It's like he destroyed Israel if they hide in the cave. Answers the Gemara, shiny hasim de kamishtar shreile. Over there it's different because that money is implanted in him. Because he ends up paying the taxes out of that money. The mail of what he has, the tour that he has elsewhere, is basically an exchange for what it is that the melech took here. And since it's an exchange, so in a sense it's still around his field. He didn't simply take, get rid of it. And therefore he has to pay it off. Toshma. Suppose somebody walks into a butcher shop and he asks to be sold the B'nai Me'ayim, which includes the Keva, of course, and that really belongs to the Kohen. And he says to the butcher, give me the B'nai Me'ayim. He sells it for a set price. Included in the B'nai Me'ayim is Vayube Matnot Kuna, the Keva was there. Notnan La Kohen, the buyer gives it to the Kohen. And he can't take it off of the money that he has to pay the butcher, because it wasn't weighed. It was assumed that he was giving the keva, he would give the keva to the kohen. And whatever he paid was for the rest. But suppose he bought it by weight. He still has to be noted on the kohen. And there he can take the money off from the seller. And the shaila is, why does he have to give it to the Kohen Bechlal? Why don't we say that somebody, in this case the seller, sold it? So it's like, Mazik Matnos Kuhuna Shachla? Oh, come on, what's the comparison? Shani Hatam Diknu Bein Nayu? I mean, over there, the cave is in front of you. So what took off the mitzvah to give it? It's not the same as the case where he was Mazik and it's no longer there. He was already Mafkia the mitzvah, but over here in selling it, he certainly isn't Mafkia the mitzvah. Toshma. How about from here? Tisha nechsei kohen. Nine of the matanas that are given to the kohenim are considered to belong to the kohen personally. Which nine? Truma, v'trumat maaser, chala, reshit hageis, the matanas, which is the zrola kohen v'keva, v'hadmai, v'habikurim, v'hakeren, v'hachomesh, it's being paid back for someone who ate truma, a czar who ate truma. Now, when it says over here, the zroachim v'keva are considered to be nechsei kohen, lema. What do you mean when you say they're considered to be nechsei kohen? I mean, doesn't that mean, obviously, if you gave it to the kohen, it's nechsei kohen. El apshad is it's nechsei kohen, lo tzion b'dayani. If the kohen can be motzi mi'dayani, so then why do we say a mazik matnes kuhuna shachla potter min hashamayim? The whole basis of Rav Chisda is that since you can't be matir b'dayanim because it's mamashem lo tovi, or because it is diyukam zeh, so therefore you shouldn't have a chiyuv if you did something to prevent the kohen from getting it. And here it says b'feirush that it's the money of the kohen l'chara in terms of suing for it. No, that's not what it means. It means, okay, it's not. It says b'feirush in the Mishnah and Bikurim, lema amru nechsei kohen, legabe, what did they say? That these matones are considered to be the personal property of a kohen, in the sense that he can use the money without limitations on the suitability of the use. Not that he can be there in court, but that when he gets these things, you shouldn't think that there are limits. After all, it's a davar shebekedusha, some of it, and it isn't right for him to use it for certain purposes, or maybe at least it would have to be used to buy things that are themselves a mammon. So you can use this to buy avadim v'karko. You can use it even to buy a behemah tmeah. A balchov to whom this kohen owes money can come and collect it in his hopes. He can come and take truma from a kohen. You can't say, well, what do you mean? You're a czar. You can't collect truma. The truma is holy. I can't collect truma. Of course I can collect truma. I can't eat the truma. I'll collect the truma and I'll sell it on the kohen market. So the point is that the money is fooling the fold over. That's the chat that it's mammon hakohen. But that's only once he gets it. It doesn't mean he can sue for it. And again, Isha can come and collect it b'ktuvata, and the Sefer Torah, you can buy a Sefer Torah. And Rashi says, I don't know, what the heck is that supposed to be? Obviously, you can buy a Behemah Tmeah, but shouldn't be able to buy a Sefer Torah. I don't know what this means. But Lamaisa, the other Rishagim say, you buy a Sefer Torah, the Chiddush is, because a Sefer Torah is not considered to be Sakhir, because you can't sell it. So you would have thought that the things that you can buy are either consumables or they're sellable. So that you're translating the money into something else. But to buy a Sefer Torah, doesn't have any value. So Mark, why you can buy a Sefer Torah? The reason Rashi doesn't hold of that shot is because Rashi Lishitasa holds any Yachid could sell a Sefer Torah. It's only a Sefer Torah Beit HaKnesset that you're not allowed to engage in buying and selling. So Lamele, and he says, I don't understand. What's the point of saying a Sefer Torah before? So we don't have any raya against Rav Chisda from here. Okay. Let's try something else. Ahu Levia Dahave Chataf Matanta. There was a certain lady who, whenever he would see kids that were bringing the Zor L'Chayah in the cave to the Kohen in the neighborhood, he would pounce out of his house on them and grab the matanos and zoom. Nice way to make a living. Now, of course, he was a Levi, not a Kohen. Atu Amar Leila Rav, so they went and told Rav what this guy does. Amar Lehu, so he said, oh man, what a chutzpah. Lo mistaye de lo shakalina mine. It's not bad enough that we don't take the matanos away from him when he checks a behemah. Elamikhtas dami chater. He takes also away from the ones that are given to the kohen. Now, what does Rav mean? What do you mean it's not enough? I mean, we do him a favor. Remember that it says, me'eisa am, me'eisa tzeh hazevah, azra v'chayayim v'akevah, right? So now, who is, when it says me'eta am, take this from the am, who is the am? If you look at the am as anyone who is non-Kohen, we can look at the am as anyone who is non-Levi. So that a Yisroel, who shucks an animal for himself, has to give it to the Kohen. But it could be a Levi. A Levi is not part of the rest of the am, because, I mean, after all, he's not Yerush Baruch, doesn't have any of the standard lifestyle of the am. That's the Shiloh. What does Rav hold? Rav says, it's not enough. What do you mean it's not enough? If you hold, he's high, it's a take from him. If you hold, he's not high, you're not doing him any favors. What do you think? It's not enough. It's a very funny language over here. See, Ikram, if Rav holds that a lady is included in the word am in the Pasuk Me'esa am, so Mishkanami Lishkaminai, why indeed does he not take the Zerah L'Chayayim, the cave up from the lady? Elohikram. And if he holds that a Levi is not called Vayam, so why is he saying, well, it's not enough that we do him a favor not to take it? It's no favor, Rachamana Patrina. The Torah says he's not chayiv in Zerah Mechayim Mekeva. So what are you bringing it up for? The truth is, Misafkele, Rav really himself was Misufik, whether Ikram or Loikram. So he was saying, look, you know, the din might be that even he himself we should be collecting. Because I don't know, so I can't collect from him. But it's not enough for him to be settled for that. He's got to go and steal the Zerah Mechayim Mekeva also. Yosef Rapapa, the Kabbalah Lashmat, and Rapapa was saying over this mimer of Rav, and they say, Ravita Barav and Rapapa, Ravita Barav and asked Rapapa, I don't understand, how can Rav be misupak about the din of the Levi when it says, beferish what the din of the Levi is? It says, Arban Matanot Aniyim Shebekar, and this is a rather long brisa, which only at the end we're going to test our kasha. First, we're going to go through the brisa. So, arba matanot aniyim shebekeren. The four matanot that are given to aniyim out of a vineyard, and they are a peret. Peret is the equivalent in grapes to the leket of the tua. And a peret is a grape that fell as you were picking. It fell on the ground, and it's left there. And the oni now can come to collect it the way he would collect leket. Ha'ololot, ololot refer to particular type of clusters that are improperly formed, and that was a little complicated. And loketet and lonetet, where over there you have to leave it actually on the vine, the other can take it. The ashikra, which is the same halacha we forgot what you left it behind. The hapeah, the three matoni shibaniim that have to do with the field of grain, which are leket, shikrapeya. The two matane shevaniyin, which are taken off of a tree, which is hashikra napeya. Kulan einbem tovata na'alabali. In all of these, the owner has no right to define who the one is to come in and to get it. But who? Because there is no leket on Yilam. And even an Ani Shav Yisrael who owns a little bit of he owns an Elon, you take it away from him, the part that he's mechuyev to leave for the Ani. Whereas Maaser Ani, Amit Chalek, Betova Beito, Yeshbo Tovat Ana Lebali. On the other hand, Maaser Ani, where there you take it off of what's in your house. Over there, indeed, you can define who it is you're going to give it to. V'afilu ani shibisrael motzino tomiyado. Nonetheless, the even an ani is chayev in it. But shar matanot kuna, here we get to the point that it interests us. But shar matanot kuna, other matanos kuna, like v'zroa l'chayim v'keva, ein motzin otam, lo mikohen l'kohen, v'lo milevi l'levi. You don't take them from a coin to give to another coin. You don't take them from a Levi to give to another Levi, the way you take the matanot aniyim from an ani to give to an ani. And now let's explain it. This is all part of the brisa. Arba matanot shebekerem, we said, were aperat ololot ashikrava apeya. How do we know about these matanot? Well, it says karmachal lo te'olel. Uperet karmakalo telaket. So, okay, so there we have ololos and peret. Uksiv ki tiftzor karmakalo teolel acharecha. It says when you're going now to be botzer in your grapes, don't be ma'olel after yourself. What does that mean, after yourself? Omrev levi acharecha zushikha. Right? So that's the same language that we use for shikha. Don't turn back to what you've already passed to collect it again. So that's the Ramas now in the Torah that there's such a thing as shikha in a kerem as well. How do we know there's a peya in a kerem? That we learn acharecha, acharecha mizayit. It says by the zayit ki tachbot zeitecha lo tifa'er acharecha v'tana devei Rabbi Yishmo shalo titol tif'arto mimena. It says that by the zayit you should not be mifa'er. Mifa'er means to take away the last peros, which are its beauty. Because it's equivalent to leaving peah. Where did you have that lashon Yeshayahu? Remember? Description of what happens to Ashur. How the sword cuts down the pear. So she uses the pear for the last piece. Okay, so if we know it appears by Zayit, so now we learn out from Zayit to the Kerem. There's Shlorsha Shabitua. What are they? How do we know them? So there you've got Peya. Leket, Kitiktor, Ktirka, Batra, Bishakakta, Omer, Basade. There you've got Shikha. Fine. Shnayim Shabi Ilan. There's also two Matanot Laniyim that are given from an Ilan. Namely, Hashikha, Vahapeya, Diktir, Kitak, Bodzeitecha, Lotifaera, Kareka. You're coming now to collect your Zeitim. Don't do the last little piece, as Rabbi Shmuel explained. Shaloti Talkif Artomimeno. So he explained you should leave now the last piece there. Okay, so that's at least tells me pay. I don't know shikha because it says acharecha and acharecha. We learn how to shikha. In all of the above cases, in ben tovata an alabali, my time, because you'll notice that in all of them it says the aniva lager ta'azov. Ta'azov means to leave it, not to give it. To leave it. You leave it. They come and collect it. And you don't have a right to say, well, I didn't leave it for you, I left it for another guy. Leaving is leaving. So aziva ktibu. And afilu anisha b'Yisrael motzino to miyado. That's because it says, leket ktircha lota zaket le'ani. Note. Lager tazovatam is the one way to read it, right? So if you could be mazir ani al shalom, saying to you, ani, even an ani, cannot go back to be malakeh his leket. He has to leave it for the aniyim. Umayser ani hamitchalech b'toch habayit yesh bo tovat hanaah lebaalim. My time. How do we know that? Because there it uses a lashon of nitina. It says v'natata lalagi lager v'le'atom l'almana. V'natata is by definition you're giving a gift. To give a gift, it means that you have tovat hanaah in it. How do we know that? Maybe on those things that it says Nitina, we won't take it, because after all, there it doesn't say Lo Talaket La'ani. That's interesting. It means you have a right. It's not a question of a right, but it means that there's elements in which you can ask a particular army at least make sure that you get mine. You know what? Maybe that's why he says to the Kotsrim, V'gam sholta sholu acharecha. Right? Bein almarim tolakeh sholta chamua. Meaning that to leave additional, I have to definitely have a right to invite her to force. He says to take minat svatim. Normally she wouldn't have been invited, she wouldn't have been given those things. But he says, drop it there for her. Right. So maybe that's why he needed to say that in order to be able to give him the right to tell her the basket to stay there. Could be they would get it, but it wouldn't have it. I mean, it wouldn't stop them, but it wouldn't have a real win of like it. So maybe he's coming to dress this Nakuda. What right does he have to ask her? This has been bothering me for many years. What is this? Because the whole point is that he's supposed to be allowing her to give him his mitzvah, that she could say, I did him a favor. So in what sense does he give him additional? That seems to ruin the whole thing. I've never understood it. But maybe that's Mamish the point. Since he doesn't have favors enough, and like a chikupaya, so the mela, he had to leave a little bit extra in order to justify his telling her badafka to collect here, otherwise it's not his business. It's very interesting how hard that he has. I've been waiting many a long year for at least some kind of handle on that issue. very, very attentive. Thank you. Right, so how do we know, anyway, how do we know that afilu ani yisorek matzino to miyado, after all it doesn't say the lashon of la niva lager tazog by maiser ani, that yom rabbi loy gomar lager lager mihos, it does say la niva lager tazog by the cases where there's no tovat hana'a, and by the cases where there is tovat hana'a, it says v'nat tatala mibib lager le'atom, right? So we learn out that just like the lager over there is bimazir and oni, that the oni is mukliyah to leave it lager. So too, over here, we apparently apply the same halacha to the Torah's telling us that the oni himself has to see to it that is aziva lager. So mahasam malahalon muzaroni ashalom afkan muzaroni ashalom. The shar matanot kunah. Now we're finally getting to the part. That we're coming to Hezkir, like I've been with Chista. V'shar matanot kuna, kigon, azro, lo, kayayim, v'akiva, ein motina otam, lo me kohen, lo kohen, lo me levi, lo levi. I'm right. Well, isn't that very clear? I mean, if all he wanted to say was that we don't take from kohen and levi, then he would have said, lo me kohen, lo me levi. You're saying, lo me kohen, lo kohen, lo me levi, levi. The implications are that ha me levi, lo kohen, moti, that you would take a Zorah L'Kayim V'Kivah from a Levi to a Kohen. So apparently the Levi is considered to be an Am, Alma Yikru Am, because they are Mekuyev in Zorah L'Kayim V'Kivah. Rav would have to answer that when it says V'Shar Matnot Kuna Kigon HaZorah L'Kayim V'Kivah, it doesn't mean the Zorah L'Kayim V'Kivah. It means things similar to Zorah L'Kayim V'Kivah, but not Zorah L'Kayim V'Kivah themselves. Umayim you referring therefore to what? Referring to Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, we will take from a Levi to a Kohen. What? Maaser Rishon belongs to the Levi. When you take it from a Levi to a Kohen? Well, like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said, Truma LaKohen, Maaser Rishon LaLevi, Divi Rebbe Akiva. Whereas Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said, why give Maaser Rishon only to a Levi? Afla Kohen, a Kohen is also called a Levi. Okay, also called a Levi. I understand. Ema Diomber of Elizabeth Azariah. Afla Kohen, la Kohen, the Lola Levi. I mean, what? He said to give it only to a Kohen, not to a Levi. He said you can give Meister Rishon to a Kohen. So why in the world would it mean that you should take Meister Rishon away from a Levi to give a Kohen? That's crazy. Mi Omar. Yes, absolutely true, because in the Bata, the Kantinu Ezra, after Ezra saw that the Levium didn't come up to the Aliyah, for the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, so he was training them that they don't get Meiser Oni, Rishon anymore. Okay, even so, Abraham the Kantinu and Ezra, all he said was not to give them Meiser Rishon. Mishkal minayo miyomar. He never said to take away my serishin from them and give it to the Kohen. He just said that other people won't give my serishin to the Levi. They should give it to the Kohen instead. But I mean, what you're saying is if you go na zro l'kohen to keep up, when it says Levi l'Levi l'Kohen l'Kohen, but Levi l'Kohen, yes! That we would take away my serishin from a Levi to a Kohen, I never heard of such a thing. Where does it say that? It can't mean that. You're right. Okay, so when it says Zorah L'Chayayim V'Kivah, I still maintain it doesn't mean literally Zorah L'Chayayim V'Kivah. I mean, Kegon Zorah L'Chayayim V'Kivah. Tosfos says that the derech is always, if you want to give a set, you never say Kegon. You give an example of the set and you say V'Kule. So in other words, you would have said Zorah L'Chayayim V'Kivah V'Shar or V'Geyna. If you say Kigon Zorah L'Chayim V'Kivah, you indeed have a right to assume that you're saying such as that don't have the lack that Zorah L'Chayim V'Kivah has, which is a different problem, which is a question of the Am. But what does it mean, Kigon Zorah? Kigon Zorah doesn't mean anymore Maaser Rishon. You're right, that doesn't work out. You know what does refer to? It refers to Reishit Tageiz. So in Reishit Tageiz, Ein HaTsunami, over there, we would indeed say not me going the Kohen and not me mi levi lo levi. But when it comes to levi lo kohen, enochinami, we work. Why not? There's no dinner mi esaham when it comes to reishis hagig. Toshma, ze haklal kol davar shu begdusha, kigon truma, v'trumas meister, v'chala, motzino tam mi adam. So anything that has it on it, a kedusha, and that kedusha prohibits a zar from eating. So there we have truma, challah. Those things we will take out in court. B'chol davar she'eino b'kedusha, where it's not usher for non-coin to eat, kigon hazra l'chayayim v'kiva, eino tzino tam miyadam. There we will not take it out of their hands. Here it's referring to Levi as well. So, what's going on with Rav? It says we don't take it. No, there are other means. Kigon zeroa, velo zeroa. Umayni umayser vishon, ulubasa kansino ezra. What it means is that even though it's not given to Levium, but we don't take it from Levium to give to a Kohen, even after Ezra made his knas against the Levium. Okay, how about this? Tashma. Hashochet la Kohen velo aviko chavim. Remember that the din of the Zorah Chaim Mekiva is a din on a butcher. So now, if somebody now is shechting an animal for a Kohen, or for a Goy, so these parts are from the Matamis, but it does not have to be from a Kohen to a Kohen. But Mashma, if he would be shechting La Levi, or for Yisrael, he would be Chayavim, otherwise he should say Levi. No, say Mala Levi, La Yisrael Chayav, Elaim La Levi Chayav, La Yisrael Chayav. So what are you saying? To a lady with your father? So then tell me the finish. And don't tell me if he checks for a coin. Because even if he checks for a lady, it's fine. Okay, listen now, shokit for a lady. So obviously it can't mean shokit for a coin. And that includes a lady. I mean, it must be that a lady is excluded. Furthermore, in case you're going to be in action and try to fit it in, let me just give you the bad news right up front so you won't waste your time. It says the fairish in the price, I shook it like Kohen Lovit to Kovim Potom, and I told him, the labor of Yisrael Chayev, okay? And put that in your pipe and smoke it. Now, the game's up. To you, to the Rav. Omer lach a Rav, true, but it's a Makotis Tanoi. The Tanya, but she prepared me, I always had that extra card. But she prepared me, Dasha Kodesh, where do we see that there's a question of whether a lady is considered to be Am? Beautiful raya. It says Agav Yom Kippurim, v'siperet Mikdash Hakodesh. Mikdash Hakodesh refers to lifnai v'lifnim. That if any tuma took place lifnai v'lifnim, then the par and the ser of Yom Kippur will be mechaper for it. Ohel Moed, that refers to the heifa. Mizbeach is kemash ma'ok. Somebody was having the tuma. And he was not chayev because of being in the Mikdash, because if he was, that was already Mekupar. But it wasn't, let's say, he didn't stay there long enough, Kadesh Yiyah. So you have to say, Kadesh Takavoya, he's not Shayah. So then if on his way out, he does something on the Mizbeach, he turns over a piece of meat. So there's a tummy that's Ayved, without a Tiyev on the Mikdash, it's a separate thing, needs Kapara. So that refers to the Mizbeach is Kapshutah, that's what it means. Is on the Mizbeach itself. Then it says, Yekaper, that adds even the Azores. Somebody was talking in the Azores. Alakayanim, is Kimash Ma'o. Am HaKahal, refers to Yisrael. Yekaper, refers to the Levian. Oh, why weren't the Levian included in Am HaKahal? And then you take a look at the other price. V'tanya Ida, Yekaper, Elu Avadim. There's another price. Who says Yekaper refers to the Avodim, not the Levim, because Avodim also mitzvahs require Kapor if they don't do that. So what's the machlokes between these two Tanoim? Clearly, my love, Bacham Ifudim. One man Yomar holds that Levim are called Am, therefore they're included Am HaKahal, is Elu Yisroel, V'Halavim V'Achat, correct? Why do we need a separate person, Yekaper and the Levim? Whereas the other man Yomar holds the Lo Ikron. If they're not included in Am, then they get separate posse Yekaper al Alaviim. So you see that there's certainly a Bandi Yomar who holds that Leviim are not considered to be Am, and therefore you cannot take the Zorah Chayim Kevah from them, because it's only me Eta Am. Netzoche Azeva. Okay, so new. So what does Rav hold? He told me Rav now holds like the other Tana. So if Rav holds like the other Tana, so let him say. I don't understand what he's saying. It's not enough for him that we didn't take it from him. Either he's pauper, or he holds it like the Tana holds that he's chayav. If he holds he's chayav, what do you mean we didn't take it? So go take it. So what does Rav hold? He's really like high Tana Lema. He's really like high Tana Lema. Will he just tell us what he holds? Will the real Rav please stand up? The truth is misapkalay. He was good for misupik. He didn't know how to paskin whether Leviam are called kal or not called kal. So he yelled about that lady. He said, here, that lady's taking advantage of us. It's not enough for him that I didn't paskin clearly that he's considered to be am and I would have taken it from him. He now has the chutzpah to go and take it from somewhere else. Dorash Marima. Hilchas HaKavos is Rav, the Maisa, we passed him like Rav not to take from a lady. And Hilchas HaKavos is Rav Tista. We also passed him like Rav Tista in our Sugya, that a Mazik Matnes Kuhuna, or somebody who eats the Matnes Kuhuna, is Potter. Ula HaVigyosiv Matanta LeKahanta. Ula, he figured he got the best of both worlds. He would give them Matanas, but he gave it to Mr. Rebbetzin Kayan. It's always to die to be on good terms with the Rebbetzin Kayan. She's the one who does the cooking. So he gave it to the women. Eisei Rava L'ula. How do you give it to a Kohenes? You're not Yotzei. You give it to a Kohen. Does Minchas Kohenes Nechelas? Minchas Kohen Eina Nechelas? According to you, a kain, the word kain includes the rabbisin. So if it includes the rabbisin, so after you look at Hannes, then it says, Komin chas kain kalil tiyel lo teachel. So if she is called a mitzvah kain, mitzvah kain is also mitzvah kain, so you shouldn't be allowed to eat a mitzvah kain. It has to be put on the age. Elamai, kain is not included on the word kain. So then how can you take the Zohar L'Chayim and the Keva and give it to a Kohenis instead of to a Chayim? There's no he and she. She's running her own establishment. Yeah, she's a Kohenis. No. She's a real Rebbetzin Kohenis. The real Rebbetzins are the Almanas, you know, they're the ones who really get around. Otherwise, a Kehenet was born to a Shevet Kehunet, to a Kohen.
And she's married.
Not married, don't use her husband.
Bat Kohen. She could be.
It doesn't hurt for her to be married, but then the question
is, she's married to a Kohen.
Then you say, so if you give it to her, you're giving it to the...
married to a
Kohen. Oh. Married to Rizar. Sorry. There's another question. I feel like it's the thing of Rizar.
But you can't.
What do you mean? But then she would get it in Rizar. Like I think that, you know,
it's not all right.
But anyway, here the shadow is Gabi Nesina, not like Gabi Akiva. Don't get confused. The Akiva over here is just to determine whether a Minchas Kehen goes on the Mizbeach or not. See, if you hold that a Minchas Kehenes is the equivalent of a Minchas Kehen, then it has to be put on the Yishim. And then it would be called Minchas Kehen Kaluti Alote Akel. So how do you understand that you can give Zorah Kayayim Akiva? It says Lakohen. How come over here you're giving it to a Kohen? Omar Lay. So he said to Rava, Rebbe, Matuncha, from your own right, I can prove that you're right. Because what does it say over there? It says over here, it says, Aaron uvanav tuvim b'parasha. It says, b'daf, so saras ha-mincha. Akrevus ha-b'nei Aaron. Okay? Since it says b'nei Aaron over there, I understand that b'nei Aaron means the children, male children of Aaron, not the female children of Aaron. But wherever it's found, says la-kohen, it means kohen or kohenes. Where it means to say Dr. Kohen, it specifies B'nai Aaron. So you just learned proved that I was correct. Bring the Uriah from there. And Bedavka, the Torah went out of its way, the Torah went out of its way over there to specify male and not female. All right, we'll see some more interesting cases where, in fact, the Kohenet is married and the male becomes the Reb. The Rebbetzin. Maybe he could eat because the Rebbetzin is there. That would get to the yeah. Can you eat when you're the Rebbetzin gets to Matana as a Kohenet if you're married first? You should also not be able to take. Why not? Louis Rafael Tar. You'll see tomorrow.